I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, welcome to the Jogtime AFL Podcast, round 24, 2023. We're coming to you from Wayne Jackson Studios. My name's Michael Chamberlain.
I'm going to need tequilas, 6 jugs of sour. Wait. I'm going to need your finest
Adam. Adam, sorry, mate, we're doing the podcast here, Adam.
I'm on Mad Monday, mate. Wait. I thought you knew that.
Wait a second. No, this doesn't work out. Your team made the finals, mate. I know it's been a while, but also...
What?
Why are you wearing army fatigues? Why are you dressed up like that?
Oh, no, I do fancy dress for Mad Monday. I've come in as Ben Robert Smith.
Oh, okay. That plays well with the masses, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll need if you can just pour the beer straight into that leg. Thank you, mate. I appreciate it. It's, Now, see, Michael, I have a standing booking years in advance.
Okay.
Of just the Monday after footy finishes to just go straight to the pub.
Just out of habit.
Yeah, and it's been a habit for like 10 years now, and I forgot to cancel it. So I thought, I've paid my money, so I needed to come along.
Yeah,
so
no,
I am doing it from down the pub today in my fatigues.
Your team has made the finals this year, mate. Your team has made the finals.
Baggers, come on!
For the first time in the history of this podcast, so the first time since 2013, was that when you beat Richmond in the Essendon suspension year?
Elimination final. Yeah, yes, gotcha. That is correct.
Gotcha. Oh, mate, you fired up. Oh, it's going to be delicious. So I've worked it out. If the Pies lose and you win, you play each other in the second week.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. So we play either Collingwood or Melbourne if we get through.
Yeah, sure.
If we get through.
I like the use of if, not when.
Mate. Huge ifs in my world, mate. Huge ifs over here.
Very exciting. Very exciting. So we finally have an eight. So we didn't quite have the cacophony of changes that we hoped might happen in those final weeks.
I mean, the AFL built that last round, basically hoping that Adelaide would have beaten the Swans. That would have kept everything well more open than it was. And would have still given them care. Would have given them more reason to put a game on at 6:10 on a Sunday night, which was an absolute fucking disaster. Just waiting around for it.
It's fun to watch at home though. Like I didn't go to it. We'll talk about you going to it later. But at the minute, so we have Collingwood Melbourne, and then we have on the Thursday, and then I think it's you and the Swans.
Yes, on the Friday night. So Collingwood Melbourne is going to be fucking massive. Good luck getting a ticket to that one.
Well, I was trying to think about... Well, you can obviously come to a couple sources over here. But
But the thing is, because it's a Melbourne game, the MCC is going to be chockers.
No, that's what I meant, though. No, we'll be out the front, doing what we do. But
yeah, absolutely.
I was trying to think off the top of my head, when was the last time Melbourne and Collingwood played in a final? And I feel like it might be the 1989 elimination. I feel like that might be the last time.
I think that's right.
Yeah, gotcha. So that's going to be huge. And then, Carlton Swans and then St Kilda.
So Carlton Swans, again, will be, I reckon, fairly well represented because there's a good South Melbourne contingent still in Victoria.
Yeah, and the Baggers will be out and about for sure.
Oh, mate, like at Marvel yesterday, and I know we will talk about it later, it was packed.
Yeah, sure.
Like for a game that didn't mean anything and people just went there to watch Charlie... win the Coleman, back to back.
Yep, sure.
Yeah, I'm very well.
Bragging rights. I mean, I feel
it was amazing.
The Carlton crew will be out and about. Like the guys with the metal detectors will really have to work overtime with the Carlton crew coming through the doors.
Yeah, do you think that means more or less murders over the next fortnight?
I think they call a truce during finals. I think
it's a bit like
World War II and Christmas Day. I think they kind of get the soccer ball out in no man's land.
Yeah. There was hardly any whackings in 1995.
Oh, no, it was a beautiful day, beautiful time. Actually, I'll tell an anecdote, actually, because I'm friends with Toby Green. I'm all over the shop today, but my friends with Toby Green's uncle. And he was telling my brother that Toby was born on the day Carlton won the 95 grand final.
Okay.
And so, no, I tell a lie. Carlton lost the grand final. So it must have been 99. Yeah.
Yep.
And my friend said he came home. His wife's a strong Collingwood supporter.
Is Toby Green only 24? That can't be right.
Let's have a look now. This story.
This is the worst anecdote in the history.
Okay. Toby Green.
So Junk Time is out there. If you are thinking about coming to see one of Chambo's wonderful anecdotes, we do have a live show.
And here we go.
Even before the show, Chambo can tell you, just go up to him and go, hey, mate, give us an anecdote, and he'll reel one off for you.
1993. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
he's 30.
Yeah, so Toby was born then. And so he came home to his quite strident Collingwood supporter wife, and he was like, you know, had obviously had a few commiseration jars, and and his wife was like, look, you know, there's actually been some good news today. My brother had a baby, and he's like, oh, that's nice. And she said, even better news, Carlton lost the grand final.
That's not funny. That's not funny at all.
What are your memories of 93?
They were horrific because I was living at home then, and I grew up in Pascavale South, which is next to Essendon. All my mates were Essendon. I was at an Essendon house watching it at a mate's place. It was just shitful, but it was hot. I remember it being quite hot. And
yeah.
A mate of mine, like Essendon, were well up at halftime, and a mate going, an Essendon supporter mate going, nah, we'll run out of legs, and that did not happen.
Yeah, sure. I mean, six kicked seven, I think, that day, and I feel like there was a bit of a moment in third quarter where actually, he was kind of carrying you on his back.
Yes, he was.
And there was a bit of a moment where I feel like there could have been a comeback, but then that kind of got quickly kind of...
It didn't happen. So Saturday afternoon we have... Is that Port Brisbane or is that at night time?
Brisbane Port at night time, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
So we've got St Kilda GWS at the MCG on Saturday afternoon then.
I reckon actually, I find three of them pretty hard to pick. I reckon, though, the Carlton Swans one, I reckon that's the one I can pick, and I think that's Carlton for sure.
Oh, no, not for
that
sure.
That would be my lock of the week. That would be my absolute Monty. Everyone, get on to Junk Bet. Put everything on Carlton.
Don't be doing this.
You're going to hype it up. I'm predicting a 10-goal win. I think 10-goal is my quarter time, I reckon.
Do you think that St Kilda would be privately seething that they're not at Marvel?
I don't think he'd be privately seething by the fact I think Marvel's not really in contention at all. Unless it's like I feel like Marvel's off the table entirely. And actually, they talked about this in the past few weeks. If all of them were at Melbourne, then why Marvel would be used. But I feel like you kind of can't be seething if you don't think Marvel's on the table in the first place. Ross Lyon would be seething, but that would be because because someone, you know, uses a leaf blower earlier today. Three suburbs away.
And so, as usual, we get our week off, and that is a perfect time to do a live show.
Yep.
Which is coming up next Sunday, Michael. We can say it. We're a week away.
We're counting down. Don't believe in never Junk Timers because we have the lineup. No. We have the lineup of a lifetime. So Campbell Brown, Matthew Richardson, Tommy Little, and then our first ever umpire, Razor Ray Chamberlain.
We spoke to Georgie Lawler in one of our very early incarnations at the Imperial. I think it might have been our first ever live show.
That's a very good point. But yeah, Razor Ray Chamberlain. So Matthew Richardson, Campbell Brown, Tommy Little, Razor Ray Chamberlain. That is a stellar lineup for 20-odd bucks down at Morris House.
It's going to be a great afternoon. It's Father's Day, so if you want to bring your dad, do that. What a fun afternoon for your dad of having to explain to him why they call people low dogs to their faces. All the fun and games that you can have.
Do we open the floor? Do we maybe get kind of questions without notice for maybe Razor or something like that?
I mean,
not open the floor. We'd write it down.
Yeah, because we'd need to...
He would just go like, yes, sir. You, sir, you look angry. Do you have a question for this umpire over here?
I'm intrigued. I reckon he's going to be a little bit of fun because he gives a little bit back, Razor.
For sure.
I think he's going to be great.
Yeah.
And obviously, Campbell Brown, Tommy Little was at his 40th birthday yesterday, so I'm sure there were some shenanigans that went on there. And, you know, Richmond legend, he's going to be fucking awesome. Tickets available at Try Booking. It's this Sunday at Morris House, formerly the European Beer Cafe, 4 p.m. It's going to be a ripping afternoon. Get your tickets. They're moving quickly.
That's very interesting, actually. I didn't realize that... Campbell would be only 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, people, what day was he born? Was it what game was on when Campbell Brown? Save it for the live show.
Well, actually, I was talking to a friend during the week who went to both Ricky Nixon and Warwick Capper's 60th.
Oh, a comedian friend of ours.
Yeah, yeah. And he said it was actually pretty fun. He said, surprisingly, it got a bit loose. I can't go into too much detail. But, yeah. I just was talking to him about Warwick, and I was like, you know, what's it like hanging out with him? And I was like, does he get stopped like every 5 seconds? And he goes, yeah, like he said, the main bit is at the airport where you kind of can't keep walking, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
And he's like, people are just all over him all the time at a place like that.
I mean, it's pretty, he's done very well, Warwick, considering his career ended, what, early 90s, mid 90s?
Yep.
So to be able to hang on and, like, you know, keep his, I don't know, what would you say, profile up to a level that everyone knows who the fuck he is, whether or not they admire what he does,
it's
questionable, but still, they know who he is.
But also, I imagine if you're just walking through the airport and you see a guy wearing, like, leather, leopard skin pants with, like,
a crop top.
Yeah,
a
crop top and a bandana and a cowboy hat and, like, you know, a gold chain around their neck, you kind of go, I want to go talk to that guy just to see what's going on.
Yeah, is that guy, is there a Guns N' Roses cover band? Is Appetite for Destruction playing tonight?
Which member of Motley Crue are you?
Yeah, yeah. So there'll be no game at Marvel, but I was at Marvel yesterday, and there's a bit of a revamp happening, Michael. In the section that I sit in, so I have reserved seats for my cult membership, so we're on level 2. And out the back, and it's been there like that pretty much all season, has been barricaded because they're refurbing it.
Yep.
And now you can see they've taken down like the walls that they had up so they could build behind it. And now it's just like a fence they can see through. And you can see it's just like big open bars. So they've kind of changed a little bit of how, you know, but how people can go to the footy. But also you can't see the footy from the bar. So it's not one of those ones that they're spruiking in this article that was in the Herald Sun the other day.
Yep. It sounds like they're doing a bit of a number on it. If I read from the Herald Sun, it says, footy fans will be able to dine at a high-class Italian restaurant or pub. Mm. Well, which is it? Is it a restaurant or a pub? Like,
yeah, let us know.
I mean, I've never been to too many high-end Italian pubs. That's not really a thing. I've been to a lot of Irish pubs, but not too many Italiano pubs. You can play mini golf.
Here we go.
And you can book a function overlooking the playing service any day of the week, Adam. Any day of the week. They major changes at Marvel Stadium. You mean to tell me I can book a function of a kid's 14th birthday party on a Wednesday afternoon? That is a game changer. And I think that I think children all around Australia is something they can get behind.
Absolutely. And you don't even have kids, which makes it even more disturbing that you want to book a party for them.
And then also mini golf. You can play mini golf.
Oh, mate. I mean, that's, you know what? The danger with that, though, if you've got mini golf at the ground, you've got maybe 40,000 people. Say it's a big game like it was yesterday. It was over probably close to 50,000. Yeah. 48,000 of those are lining up for mini golf and that's no one's watching the footy. It's a huge danger.
That's the thing. It's going to be a bit kind of interesting when kids around the country are saying, hey, mum, dad, can we go to the mini golf at Marvel Stadium?
Yeah.
And just by chance, there's a football game playing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Yeah. But also, one way I think they could improve the mini golf already, I mean, I'm not denigrating the mini golf, obviously, Adam, but we have some friends in Dandenong. I think the AFL, the Moneybags, Moneybags come with enough of an offer. If they could just maybe purchase the King Tut's leftovers down at that Dandenong golf range and also go-kart. If Gil, a final act from Gil, if he just writes out the check and we can get King Tut's putt-putt at Marvel Stadium, that's like two worlds coming together as one.
Mm. Oh, I don't know if people could be able to handle this. But also, on top of the mini golf, mate, there's escape rooms.
Yes, yeah. So
we're going to have escape rooms. Like, just like fucking getting out of the joint isn't a big enough escape room.
I know. Just trying to get to the train station. Yeah. Surrounded by 35,000 people.
Now on Lonsdale Street. How did that fucking happen?
The full line is an indoor mini golf course, escape rooms and karaoke bars will entertain fans at halftime of the footy.
Of the footy or after work.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing after work? Oh, mate, I was going to go for a beer at the Italian pub up the street. Mate, Fucking, we've got the escape room and the karaoke bars booked at Marvel. Oh, fuck, sorry, I'll cancel the Italian pub.
But also, like, the idea that kind of, you know, halftime is, what, 15 minutes? Just the idea, like, you just go, oh, cool, cool, sweet, I'll just hit the toilet. And then, should we bust out of a Sweet Caroline? Like, how much entertainment do you need? Like, yeah, there's already, know, like, fucking, there's already, like, five footy games going on the ground. There's fucking music going on. There's fucking bongo cam going on.
They're, mate, like, there was four and 20 cam yesterday.
Oh, okay. So what's the go with that one?
They just look at people eating pies and then mock them.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, this guy, he's got no sauce. Why don't you have sauce, mate? And the bloke's just like, just like, he can't answer properly. And then they cut to a woman who's got sauce. They're like, she knows what's going on. She's got sauce. And you're like,
well, it should be called a game. It should be called, like, do you have sauce? More than 420 pies. So you'd be like, who has sauce?
Yeah.
So halftime, we're apparently meant to, in that 15 minutes, we're meant to go and play 18 rounds of indoor mini golf. Mm. We're meant to go through an escape room, which I'm going to imagine is usually taking more than 15 minutes.
I would have thought so.
And then we're going to go bust out a bit of Whitney Houston or something on karaoke, and then we go back to our seat.
What if you get into karaoke and someone's punching out the start? You just hear the opening piano keys to November Rain.
Yeah, you're just like, well, fuck, man.
Well, I'm fucking cooked. I'm going to miss the second half of the game.
So they're doing it bit by bit. So I feel like this was announced a long time ago. So maybe it might have been a COVID thing. Maybe they couldn't do it for a couple of years. But I feel like this kind of stuff's a few years old.
I mean, COVID was a pretty good time to actually do it when no one was at the ground.
That's actually a good point.
But also, Gil says, and I don't know where Gil's been sitting in the ground, but he said it was already a venue that had the best sight lines, the best location, everyone disagrees with that, and the best parking. But we felt it could interact a bit more with the surrounding precinct. So the venue with the best sight lines, you know how there's those massive scoreboards up there?
Yeah, yeah.
That if you there's seats next to them, you go, oh, I didn't want to see three quarters of the fucking
ground.
Yeah,
sure. All those two, like the Darth Vader office thing. Yeah, like if you're cramped up next to that one, you go like, oh, well, it's nice watching a third of the ground for 2 hours. Yes.
Or having to watch a screen on the opposite side of the ground that's in like a half a second delay. Yeah. So I'm just behind everyone else.
The best location. Yeah. Okay. Nice. And the best parking. Have you ever parked at Marvel? I've actually never parked there. I wouldn't know how to do that.
Yes, I have parked under there. It's kind of easy. I wouldn't say it's the best parking I've ever had.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
It's kind of easy.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, we're excited about the idea that Marvel will be, you know, a fully functioning 7 day a week operation where you can just head in, you know, 2 PM on a Monday and just go, oh, mate, just might do the escape room if that's all right.
But then it doesn't just stop there. So they're going to improve areas like the Medallion Club and stuff like that. So they're obviously looking at improvements within the ground, but outside, without the ground, if I can say that. They said then the final piece of the puzzle is north and west. What are we doing with Harbour Esplanade? How do we make sure that the city meets the water?
Huh. Okay. So that feels more like a state government job than the AFL's job. But I imagine they just mean over the road where there's like the docks, I suppose, and there's a few restaurants down there.
Well, I mean, there were, but then that pier started sinking into the water and has been condemned for like 3 years now.
So wait a second. So final piece of the puzzle is north and west. What are we doing with Harbour? How do we make this city meet border? It's like, I feel like that's out of the AFL's purview. Like, has the AFL got some kind of powers that I don't know about? Like, they're now into kind of urban planning. Like,
mate, the AFL can do whatever it wants, mate. You know, you and I both know that.
Like, are the AFL going like, oh yeah, are they part of the ALP's thing about building a million homes or something? Are they getting involved in that or something?
Maybe they could rent out the escape rooms as a home to a family of five during the week.
Also, have you been to the Medallion Club? I haven't been to the Medallion Club for about 20 years. Like,
yeah, I went very early days, but no, not recently.
Is it kind of worthwhile, or is it more just kind of a bar and nothing much more than that? I'd imagine.
You know what? I genuinely can't remember. I remember very early days, and this is when you had the TV in the back of the seat.
Yeah, that was like the plane.
That was kind of the big selling point.
That was the only kind of major difference, I feel. And
slightly more comfortable seats from memory.
Yeah, that's a good point as well. But I feel like I only ever sat there once. I feel like a friend got me in there one day. But it was not so much like, oh my God, a novelty. But I feel like Marvel is a bit the same all around. You know, like every bar looks the same.
It is consistent.
And yeah. Like the MCG at least has a bit of difference in some areas. Yes. But I feel like Marvel is kind of like a bit of a robot stadium.
But you talk about the AFL having excessive powers. How about Adelaide radio host Stephen Rowe? So basically, he's come out after the Adelaide Crows, the controversial loss to the Sydney Swans, yep. where the goal wasn't paid to Ben Keys. He's come out. He's on 5AA radio over there, which is he does a sports show on that. And he's had a bit of a crack at the AFL and says that the Crows were cheated.
He's had more than just a crack at him. Mm. This is on Monday morning, I believe. He said, "Gil, get stuffed, mate. Don't sit there with your Cheshire grin in a parkland saying you were sorry. You are not sorry." And then he went on to say they were cheated and robbed. It was a goal. Blind Freddy could see it. Joe the Goose could have seen it.
Oh, absolutely.
And so then it was reported on, I think on Monday or Tuesday morning, that Rowe had got a little bit of a tap on the shoulder from the Black Ops. And he'd been issued a please explain. And I believe he actually went as far as saying that the AFL had issued him a please explain, which I found very strange by the fact he's not connected to the game at all. Like, he's obviously, 5AA, I imagine, would broadcast coverage.
So therefore, they have some, they have some say in what goes to air because they're a broadcaster.
Do you think so? Do you think they'd tap BT on the shoulder if he went on a rant on Triple M? I don't think they would. I feel like it's more for people like coaches, officials, players. Like,
no, I think it helps. I think it can hurt their ability to get the broadcast rights again. I think that can happen. I think isn't that what Grant Thomas was booted from SEN because he was so negative about the umpires?
No. Negative. Take that back, Adam. When have you ever, Thomas ever been negative or grumpy?
No, that's a good point.
But then mysteriously, he turns around. So I think Rowe said that he'd got a please explain, and the AFL might have even said that we did give you a please explain. But then a couple of days later, he's come around and said that, no, I didn't get a please explain. And the AFL said, no, we didn't get a please explain. It's all just very, very black ops, I feel.
You know what's happened is Stephen Rowe has been woken up at 3 a.m. on a Tuesday. Uh-huh. It's just there's someone in his bedroom. Yep. You just get that sense that someone's there and he's just seeing the red dot on his phone.
And someone's just slided up to him and just kind of gently woke him up. And he's like, oh, shit, they're here.
I knew it was coming.
And he's gone, mate, you didn't see nothing on Saturday night. You didn't see nothing.
You see this fucking Cheshire grin, mate? It's going to be the last thing you see,
mate,
if you say that the AFL fucking cheated.
I tell you what, mate, it was so unclear, in fact, that Blind Freddy couldn't see it. Okay? No. Okay, mate? So get that into your head.
And also, mate, do you want to know how he used to be seeing Freddy? And then he fucking went toe-to-toe with the AFL, mate. You hear what I'm saying, Roey? You hear me? Roe Dog? You got me? Yeah. All right, mate.
But it's just very mysterious how it kind of seemed to have happened and then it didn't happen. So I find that very fascinating. But anyway, Stephen Rowe, we haven't heard from him since Tuesday.
No, he's gone missing. Yeah. And the last thing you heard was just whispered into his ear, long-time listener, first-time murderer. And then they're out of there. And then you just hear a horse whinny in the background and he fucks off.
I'm a bit worried, Adam.
What are you worried about, mate? I know you look concerned.
I'm a bit worried about our live show with Richo, Campbell Brown, Tommy Little, Razor Ray Chamberlain. Cause,
what is that, mate?
Well, there's another bit of competition on the market. And so I'm a bit stressed about this. And, you know, we have a great lineup, but this lineup seems quite remarkable. It's an event taking place on Thursday, October 5. Thursday night. You know, I mean, we'll probably be at Marble at the karaoke, but we can make it. So it's the Bailey Smith Experience.
Oh, yeah. What do you get from the Bailey Smith Experience?
Well, it's one night open only. And so can I read the blurb here? For the first time to the public, the Bailey Smith Experience.
So first time to the public tells me that has there been private Bailey Smith experiences was not privy to?
Well, there have been. There was one particular, but someone filmed it on their phone.
Okay.
For the first time, the Bailey Smith Experience. So you know him from his explosive run and mullet down the wings of the MCG for the Western Bulldogs. But do you really know Bailey Smith? I mean, that's a question that's been going around the AFL for a long time. Do you really know?
I feel like I don't.
Bailey Smith. We see him in the Cotton On ads, but at the train station. But you kind of look at it and you go like, yeah, but is there more to Bailey Smith?
And there must be.
Bailey is the ultra-modern Australian rules footballer, but he is much more than that. Oh, we strongly think that's a possibility as well, yeah. A trendsetting ambassador and celebrity, his brand transcends the AFL, making him one of the most marketable faces in sport. The Bailey Smith experience is more than a one-dimensional football show, but AFL and Bulldogs fans will have plenty of content to enjoy, as will all fans of Bailey from whatever platform your interest was piqued.
Gotcha.
So from that probably, 150-word blurb, we still have absolutely no idea what this show may contain.
Whoa, he just said fans will have plenty of content to enjoy.
So you get a ticket for about $50.
Yep.
And you can get a VIP ticket for $89, which includes a selfie.
Yeah, so you get show entry and selfie photo package. And then for $389, you get an extra VIP package. You know what I'm talking about?
But there's literally in that blurb, there's literally no explanation of what the show may contain.
He just said there's plenty of content. Fucking more do you need? It's the Bailey Smith experience. You go in there and you're like, am I experiencing Bailey Smith right now? I am.
So is it just like just walk out on the stage and just kind of, you know, do a 12 or something like show us the mullet from back and show it from the side and show it from the front and then off he goes?
I'm imagining he will have like someone will MC it. This is the way I see it playing out, Michael. So you have someone who does a bit of a... So the opening, this is how I see it playing. You've got highlights package, right? Bailey Smith highlights package.
Perfect.
Darkened room, great music, pumping, DJs, all that sort of shit. Highlights package, smoke machine, Bailey comes out. And then they say, tell us about yourself, Bailey. And he says, I play footy for the Doggies. And then they kind of work out there's not a lot more. What about Cotton On? Is that fun? Yeah.
Yep. Hey,
okay.
What's your
mullet? The mullet's pretty cool. Thanks.
What's your TikTok handle, Bailey? Can you give us that, mate?
Yep.
Okay, guys, $90 well spent.
Who wants a photo? Don't come too close. There's a cutout over there. You can get a photo with the cutout.
It's very strange. I don't think I've ever seen a show where they actually give no description whatsoever of what is going to happen at that show. And then also, it's October 5th, so now Bailey's going to be on a break for about a month or so. I feel like he might have probably booked this in thinking, okay, there's a chance we could make the grand final. Every team, you know, has a chance to make the grand final.
Yep.
So I reckon that Bailey might have to kind of curtail a bit of a holiday by the fact that he...
I know, he's booked it in.
Yeah, he's booked it in. So he's got to come back for Thursday, October 5th. And I imagine, or maybe he won't go on holiday during September and the like by the fact, like, he's preparing for the Bailey Smith experience. Like, they've promised the Bailey Smith experience and you expect the Bailey Smith experience.
Well, here's how you know that it's going to be a half-decent show, right? Is that Bailey Smith has probably had, for him, one of the lesser years, right?
Yep.
People have been critical and saying he looks disinterested. And I put it to you that he doesn't look... Well, he might look disinterested in footy, but that's because as he's playing on a half-forward flank, which is not his position, he's thinking about what is going to be in the night of October the 5th for the Bailey Smith experience.
Yep.
And so that... Sure, as a Doggies fan, you'd be disappointed that he wasn't at his best. But as a Bailey Smith experience fan, you will be appreciative that he's gone to that level of making his football suck for a year.
I think
put it all into the show.
I think most Bulldogs fans would be a Bailey Smith experience fan first, Bulldogs fan second. I think if you talk to the dyed in the wool. Been around Witten Oval for 30 years, look, being a Dogs fan's fun. It's a pastime. It's a hobby. Yeah. But what I'm really a fan of is the Bailey Smith experience.
Experience, yes. Conveniently located in Ocean Grove, right next to the Western Oval.
Yeah, it's near Geelong, actually. The Dunes Hotel? Actually, the reviews for the Dunes, I've got the website up now. The reviews are actually pretty good, Adam. Like, do not be mocking. Let me just get them up.
I'm not mocking. This man would never mock a pub.
No, I think you'll find the comments from the punters. Kylie Y, she said, fantastic beachfront restaurant close to Geelong. I mean, that's what you want in a restaurant. Proximity to Geelong. With a thoughtful menu. tasty cocktails and friendly staff. Now, that's from Kylie White. So, okay,
she
I mean,
knows her stuff.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, Kylie White's been in the game for a long time commenting on hotels near Geelong.
Well, there's actually nothing worse than going into a pub and it's a thoughtless menu.
Ah, for sure, for sure. I mean, whenever I go into either an Italian pub or an Irish pub, I always go up to the bar staff and I say, hey, do you know Kylie White? And yeah. They go, no. I'm like, I'm not eating here. Yeah.
Fucking hell. Yeah. You put no thought into your menu.
Yeah, any thought whatsoever.
No, fucking hell.
And by the way, you're far too far away from Geelong.
What are you doing?
It's ridiculous. Why am I even here? It's on me, actually. It's on me. Yeah.
Have you got an escape room? No.
To even have Egyptian themed putt-putt. Okay, mate? Like, what are you thinking?
What are you doing?
No wonder you're going under. Football is in real life?
Yes, hit me.
Actually, on the topic, from Hank. Cast your mind back to December 2022. I decided to model my entire hairstyle on Cotton On star Bailey Smith. See? That actually is probably a Bailey Smith experience.
Yes, that's a very good point.
Whilst rocking the beach blonde mullet, I attended a neo-psychedelic jazz gig at Richmond's Corner Hotel.
Jesus, after a lot going on there. Neo-psychedelic jazz. What levels of awful would that be?
And also at the corner. I don't really think of that as a corner hotel kind of gig.
Yeah.
After unintentionally misusing some herbal medicine, I fell asleep, in inverted commas, at the aforementioned gig. Fast forward 90 minutes, and I had woken from my forced slumber with pale skin, a hunchback, and still a stupid mullet. I meandered outside, standing in Brother Rambo Street. And in Brother Rambo Street was a chap in three-quarter-length jeans, ankle socks, runners, and an ill-fitting T-shirt. He also had a beautiful tan, icy blue eyes, and a mullet. Bailey Smith.
Look at this, come full circle.
In my head, I wanted to thank him for the hairstyle inspiration, but my bodily function hadn't returned to a state where that was possible. So instead, we just stared at each other across the street for what felt like an eternity.
I wonder if Bailey thought it was like, this is a mirror.
It's like a dog, like staring at itself in the mirror.
Yeah.
I can't say for certain what Bailey was thinking, but it's safe to say that Booper summed up the situation perfectly with their tagline, find a healthier version of you.
Oh, thank you, Hank. Thank you. I really do appreciate that. And if you can write back, I'd love to know so I can listen to it, what a neo-psychedelic jazz band is.
Yeah, yeah. Send us a link in the to our email. From Adrian. I'm on a Virgin flight back from Adelaide, and I was returning from the rear of the plane. I had to make way in the aisle for a tall, bearded man who was heading purposefully towards the toilets. It was none other than Brendan Gale, looking very sharp in a crisp, white, long-sleeved shirt and grey trousers. When he came back from the toilet, he sat in the exit aisle, so I guess our lives were in his hands in the event of an emergency. But the CEO flies Virgin Economy?
Yeah, I suppose it's a good point, but...
maybe he wants the leg room.
Yeah, that's a good point, but you do get that up the front.
Yeah, do you get as much, though, as you do in the exit row?
Yeah, as one who doesn't fly business class a lot, I don't know.
Yeah, sure. I never want the exit row.
You don't?
Nah, because I mean, I want access.
Oh, bro!
I want to have access to my bag, like my laptop or whatever. But also, I just don't really get off on the. I don't want to go on a plane and get a job.
Seriously, in the event of an emergency.
Yeah.
Like, do you reckon, Yevgeny? What's his name? The guy that. Vladimir Putin blew up.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, the Wagner guy.
Yeah. Do you reckon he was sitting in the emergency exit and has been like, oh, I'll be right here.
Hey, yeah, we've got a couple more, but don't forget our live show, Razor Ray, Richo, Campbell Brown, and Tommy Little. Tickets can be found at Try Booking next Sunday. From Daniel, having my wife's 30th at the Holdfast Hotel in Glenelg, palindrome. Roped off private function, in brackets, doing very well for ourselves. Yeah. When who should we see but none other than, here we go, swimming enthusiast Jack Watts. Swimming enthusiast. And number one draft pick decided to use our selection multiple times to get in. Oh, sorry.
Our section.
The number one draft pick decided to use our section multiple times to get in and out of the pub, clearly disregarding the signage, advising him to use a different route. I had to constantly hold back my wife from jumper punching the low dog, clearly feeling like his time meant more than her special day. Jack Watts, tell you what, I tell you what. I mean, I've read some things about Jack Welch, and this is the lowest.
The lowest?
The lowest,
yeah.
I reckon. I mean, yeah, I've seen a few documents going around, and, you know, this walking through a pub to go a shortcut, I mean, that's
disrespectful.
Completely out of line, yeah.
Yeah, it's out of character. I'm surprised. I need to fact check this from Daniel.
Yeah, I mean, that's not the Jack Welch I know. No. I mean, above board, honest, good intentioned. Just loves the water. And then I went to the MCG on Saturday. It's the Hawthorn Frio. I was a bit disappointed with the Hawks in that game, actually, I must say.
Yeah, it was a shitty way to end your season after you'd played a couple of good games.
And they had kick to kick after the game. And so I thought to myself, I'm going to do it. I'm going to walk out to the middle. And I was like Moses parting the Red Sea. I didn't get hit by one ball at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even look for them. I just walked straight ahead, just going, I wonder if I can dodge the ball the entire way. And then standing on the edge of the center square was the one and only Nick Holland.
Oh, cool. Just say good day.
No, he must have been just watching his kids have the kick to kick or something. But my friend Declan Fay, friend of the show, we call him Time Bombs. So I texted Deck. I was like, oh, I just saw Time Bombs at the MCG. And that came off the back of a Herald Sun headline years ago, because Nick used to pop his shoulders.
Uh-huh.
Went through that for a period. And the headline said something on the lines of the Time Bombs have healed. And it kind of showed that his, you know, shoulders were back in form again.
Yep.
And so from, 1998 or whatever, we've been calling him Time Bombs. So it's good to see Time Bombs out there.
So Junk Time is more anecdotes like that. Tickets available at trybooking.com this Sunday, 4 p.m. We'd love to see you there. It's going to be great.
We're going
to
hit the road. We are Junk Time Alpha Pod at Gmail, Twitter, Facebook, and the gram.
Go Baggins!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.